Gator?
Thank you to one of our listeners. Let me give credit where credit is due. I can't find it. One of our listeners sent it over. Aaron sent us a graphic. Looks like Michigan State is iced out tonight. They're not wearing green, white helmets, white jerseys, white pants. So that's the look.
With Gruff's party or with the Spartan shield?
It looks like it looks like the Spartan helmet on the side.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like that.
So all right, Lions. Bye week, of course. And different than most bye weeks, we've had a playoff baseball team that's filled up the agenda on our show, which has been great. But something interesting is happening here. Earlier in the week, and everybody puts out their power rankings. And the power rankings, The Athletic has Detroit the fifth best team in football. ESPN has Detroit the fourth best team in football. CBS has Detroit the fifth best team in football. And that's fine. But The Athletic has Minnesota as the best team in football. ESPN has Minnesota as the second best team in football. CBS has Minnesota as the second best team in football. Going into this season, Gator, which team in the NFC do you think the bulk of our audience thought of as the biggest impediment between the Lions and the Super Bowl?
San Francisco.
Yep. I would completely agree.
And if you said the division, I would say Green Bay.
So San Francisco, according to The Athletic, is the 11th best team in football. ESPN has San Francisco as the 9th best team in football. And CBS has San Francisco as the 12th best team in football. Hmm. And I'm thinking the San Francisco story, there's an undercurrent, obviously, of distrust of this Christian McCaffrey injury, which is looming over there. It's like a dark cloud looming over their organization. But Green Bay is 2-2. San Francisco is also 2-2. And look, Detroit's 3-1. It's not like we've opened up this huge lead over those two teams. But who do you think now is the biggest threat that people think of and perceive as the biggest threat to Detroit in the NFC? Concerns them the most. That team worries me.
Well, I'll tell you what, we better pay attention to Minnesota. I know it's only four games, but if 4-0 and the last three wins that they have are over playoff teams from a year ago, I think you better recognize that that team's legit. They lead the NFL in sacks and interceptions. I think they have 17 sacks as a team and 8 interceptions as a team. That's the defensive side.
Yeah.
You can talk all you want about how great the offense is with Minnesota, and with good reason, with all the receivers they have, with Jefferson and Addison and the running game they have, and that Sam Darnold looks like he's reclaimed his career here because it's a great offense to run with. But it's the defensive side of the ball that's doing the job. Brian Flores has got that defense playing great, and it's not just limiting teams to scoring like they have. It's doing it by getting after the quarterback. It's doing it by getting the interceptions, winning the turnover margin. And, you know, they gave up 6 points to the Giants, 17 to San Francisco, 7 to the Texans, and they just gave up a bunch to Green Bay, but it was all garbage time. They won 31-29. So they'd only given up like 3 or 7 after 3 quarters. So it's a legit team, and it's a team that we all better recognize. Look out for Minnesota.
And what you just said about who they've beaten, if you go back to the beginning of the year and say, man, Minnesota opens with the Giants, which is a good matchup, but the 49ers, the Texans, and the Packers, like that's a gauntlet. That was considered a gauntlet.
Right. And then it continues with the Jets this week. Now, I don't like the Jets, dude, but a lot of people like the Jets.
Are we in the...
And then it's the Lions. Hold on. Then they play the Rams. I mean... Rams aren't what they were, but
no, but
it's a gauntlet. It's a real gauntlet they're going through, and so far they're unscathed.
So they play the Jets in a London game Sunday morning at 9:30. Are we in the uncomfortable position? And maybe it's not uncomfortable for everybody, but we kind of have to root for Aaron Rodgers, don't we?
Oh boy. I
Yeah.
We do, don't we?
Yeah. I don't feel good about that.
Kang, we have to root for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, what you want is the perfect storm. Aaron Rodgers to play bad, but the Jets to somehow win. No, seriously, right?
Yeah, and no, that's true.
You know, this happens. This happens. It's, like with Hunter Brown, remember that? I mean, Gator were like, hope the Tigers shelve him. But I mean, he's a local kid. Great story.
Sure.
It worked out
perfectly.
Pitcher
for the Astros in game two. Yeah.
Worked out perfect. He pitched great. Tigers won.
Yep. So, I mean, it's not just that Minnesota needs a loss hung on him at some point. What we'd like to see is a discrediting loss, like a loss that... that, you know, makes it seem like they're not as good as their record indicates. A discrediting loss would be great, but I don't think I can bring myself, like, it's going to be hold my nose and root for Aaron Rodgers.
Right, and Hockenson is eligible to come back now, too, from Minnesota.
Yep.
So they're getting the big tight end back real soon.
Okay, here's another team. Are we at a point where we got to consider Washington a threat in the NFC?
I'm not there yet. I love Jaden Daniels. My favorite quarterback to come out of that draft.
You were big on him, that's for sure.
But I'm not sold on the overall team just yet. They have Cleveland this week, I think. They do. Mm-hmm. It's a team that has gotten off to a great start at 3-1. But look at who they beat. They beat Arizona, scored a bunch of points to start the season. Last week they scored a bunch of points there. They beat Cincinnati, scoring a bunch of points against Cincinnati, and they beat the Giants. So those are the three wins. I don't know what to make of them just yet. I love watching Jaden Daniels play because he's just awesome. I mean, this dual
Their
threat
offense,
guy.
Like, didn't they go like two full games without punting, and he's completing over 80% of his passes? When you watch them play, they look extraordinarily credible.
He's only thrown one pick in the four games.
It's pretty crazy.
They run the ball well. It's kind of a sound football team, and yet I'm not buying them just yet that they're this good. I think they're good. They might be playoff good, but I don't know if they're wreck you in the playoffs good. But then again, if Jaden Daniels stays healthy, and we know mobile quarterbacks, running quarterbacks give any team trouble. It's not just the Lions.
Right.
They give other teams trouble too. That maybe they can do some damage if they get in the playoffs.
Okay, here's what we want to do. We want to take 10 texts right now at 248-539-9797. Going into this season, I think San Francisco was the clear perceived number one roadblock between Detroit and the Super Bowl. Who is it for you now? Is it still San Francisco? Or is somebody else the team that concerns you the most as the Lions try and get out of the NFC and get to the Super Bowl for the first time ever? 248-539-9797, 4 weeks in, quarter post. We're taking a bit of the temperature of Lions fans as they get ready for a bye weekend. But where are you now? What team worries you the most in the NFC right now? 10 texts. Remember to sign your texts. Or feel the wrath of God, apparently. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.